我们在跟大家讲解罗马书，我们来到第六章，我们要从第十四节读到二十三节。
And in our study of the book of Romans, we have come to chapter 6. We shall read from verses 14 to 23.
每个主日我们来到教会呢，我们是要听神的话。
Every Lord's Day, we come to church to listen to God's word.
所以我们是把主的话逐章逐节的来解释给大家听。
So we explain God's word chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
因为这是神的话，我们要解释神的话，让我们大家愿意顺服神的话。
Because this is God's word, and we want to explain God's word to you so that you may obey.
让我们来看罗马书第六章，我们从第十四节开始看。
And we come to Romans 6, 14.
其实十五节跟十四节有直接的关系，所以我们从第十四节看起。他说，罪必不能做你的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃是在恩典之下。这却怎么这样呢？我们在恩典之下，就不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。岂不知你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆，或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至于成义。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然是罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里面得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。我们因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不义，献给不戒 不法做奴仆，至今以至于不法，现今又要将就照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。因为你们做奴罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。你们现今所看见，你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？这些事的结局就是死。但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，具有成圣的果子，所结的结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
We read from Romans 6:14 because verse 15 is directly related to verse 14. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God, that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed. And having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms, because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification, and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
今天我们大家都常常到国外去旅行。
Today, many of us would travel overseas.
那么今天我们也有很多人，不同的人到我们国家来。
And we also have visitors from different parts of the world coming here.
所以你可不可以能够看出不同国家的不同的人
？And are you able to distinguish which country this person is from?
如果你认错人，他们会很生气的。
And if you think that they came from a different place, some of them will get really angry.
如果你把日本人认作是韩国人，他们会很生气的。
If you treat the Japanese as from Korea, they will get really mad.
如果你把一个巴基斯坦的人当作是印度人，他们也是很生气的。
And if you think of a Pakistani as from India, they will also get mad.
如果你把一些马来人当作是印尼人，他也是很生气的。
And if you think of Malays as from Indonesia, they get mad too.
所以我们怎么样能够认出一个人呢？
So how do we tell one from another?
从他们的这个生活举止，他们的行为，他们的动作里面看得出来。
We can tell by their actions in their lives.
你可不可以认出香港人？
Can you distinguish someone from Hong Kong?
已经有人点头了。
And I see people nodding their heads.
你怎么知道怎么认出香港人来呢？
How do you know that this person is from Hong Kong?
其实很简单的，只要你到这个餐厅去，如果他吃完饭还不走，在那边看报纸，那个应该是香港人。
And it's very simple. If you go to a restaurant and the person who has finished his meal but still does not leave and remains and reads his newspaper, that person is probably from Hong Kong.
你怎么认出新加坡人呢？
How do you know that this person is from Singapore?
吃完饭了之后呢，不给这个 tips 的那个就是新加坡人。
And the person who do not tip after a meal is from Singapore.
所以你从一个人的生活举止、生活习惯当中呢，你就认出他是从哪里来的。
So from a person's actions and his habits, you can tell which place he come from.
那么如果你能够告诉从一个人的生活举止，你可以知道他怎么，他从哪里来。但是同一个人的生活举止，他的习惯呢，你可以知道他的将来。
And just as you can tell from a person's habits where he's from, you can also tell from his habits where he is headed to.
如果一个人非常努力的做工，非常努力的这个辛勤的工作，你可以大概知道。好像一个孩子他很努力的学习的话，努力的读书的话，你大概知道他会考试考得好，那么将来会有前途。
And a person who is very hardworking in his work, or if a child is very hardworking in his or her studies, you can probably tell that this person's future is going to be good because that person is going to do well for his work or his studies.
如果一个人充满了恩慈，生命充满了这个同情心这个同理心呢，你可以知道他应该是一个很好的一个 counselor， 一个辅导的人。
And if a person is very compassionate and full of passion in his speech, you can tell that this person could become a good counselor.
如果一个人呢很喜欢跟人家辩论，你大概猜到他很可能是一个很好的这个律师。
And if this person likes to debate with others, you can guess that he might become a good lawyer.
如果一个人斤斤计较，你大概知道他应该是很好的会计师。
And if this person is calculative, he's probably going to be a good accountant.
但是如果一个人完全不能够管理自己，不能够控制自己呢，你大概猜到这个人将来一定遇到一个很大的问题。
And if a person lacks self-control and self-discipline,then you can probably guess that this guy is going to meet trouble in the future.
大家听过这个人叫做 Moses E 在新加坡。Amos E 啊 ？Amos E。
And I'm sure you have heard of this person called Amos E.
Amos E. 这个人你在报纸上看到他非常年轻，但是他口不择言。
And we read from the news that this person is very young, but he cannot hold his tongue.
到处就攻击别人，讲了做伤害别人的话。
And he goes around attacking people and with hurtful speech.
这个引起了政府的注意，甚至还要被告上法庭。
And he even attracted the attention of government, and he has been taken to court.
所以他的生活习惯，他的生活举止呢，就已经知道他的前途。
And from his actions, you can guess his future.
如果一个人生命里面呢不充满了罪恶，充满了犯罪的行为，你知道他的结局是什么？要不是坐监牢，要不就是下地狱。
And if a person's life is full of sins and bad deeds, and you can guess that he's either going to end up in prison or in hell.
所以你可以不可以知道一个人前面生命的方向？可不可以告诉我？他前面一般上他的这个大致的方向，他前面的前途，你看他今天的生活就知道他的前面的前途。
And from a person's direction in his life today, you can probably tell what is his destiny.
所以这个什么意思呢？这个其实这个就是罗马书保罗要告诉我们的。
And this is in fact what Paul is telling us in the book of Romans.
你看第十四节，或者说我们从十五节看起吧。
Let's start from verse 15.
他说，这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以继续犯罪吗？他都说不可以。
What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means.
他说，岂不知道你将自己当做奴仆来献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆。
Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one of whom you obey?
或者是做罪奴仆以至于死，或者是做顺命的奴仆以至于成义。
Either of sin which leads to death, or of obedience which leads to righteousness.
所以在这边你看到他说，如果你做罪奴仆，你不断的犯罪，不断的犯罪，你知道前面的方向是什么呢？就是死。
So if you are a slave of sin and if you continuously sin, you know that it is going to lead to death.
如果你不断的顺服，你不断的顺服神，不断的顺服神的教导呢，你知道前面呢是永生，就是公义。
But if you continue to obey, you continue to obey God, you continue to obey God's word, then you know that what lies ahead of you is righteousness and life.
所以你可以不可以知道这个人会得救有永生，还是这个人没有得救会下地狱呢？
So can you tell whether this person is saved and he has eternal life or if this person is headed towards hell?
他生命的特征已经告诉他自己，也告诉了所有在他旁边的人，这样的人的结局是如何。
The characteristics in his life will tell the people around him and also will be evident to himself of what destiny awaits him.
所以在第六章里面，保罗说，一个基督徒可以不可以犯罪？
So in chapter 6, Paul is asking if a Christian can continue to sin.
所以我们在想的时候，保罗在想这个基督徒可不可以犯罪。
And we talk about whether a Christian can continue to sin in the passage.
所以他在这里问我们一个人，我们上个主日已经思想了，一个基督徒不可以犯罪，为什么呢？
And last Lord's Day we have already considered this and we concluded that a Christian cannot continue in sin because
第一个原因就是在第六章第一节。
And the first reason is given in chapter 6 verse 1.
他说这样怎么样说呢？我们仍然在罪中叫恩典显多吗？说断乎不可，因为罪上死了的人呢，岂可活着呢？还罪中活着呢？
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?
所以第六章告诉我们基督徒不可以继续犯罪。
So chapter 6 tells us that the Christian cannot continue in sin.
如果你是基督徒呢，你已经死了。
If you are a Christian, you are already dead.
你如果是基督徒呢，你与基督一同死，一同埋葬，一同复活。
And if you are a Christian, you were dead together with Christ, and you were also buried together with Christ, and you will be resurrected with Christ.
这个就是受洗的意思。
And that's what it means to be baptized.
受洗就是说我们不再为自己而活，现在是为耶稣基督而活。
And when we were baptized, it shows that we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Christ.
我们的生命不再是我的，乃是属基督的。
Our life is no longer ours, but it now belongs to Christ.
所以保罗在六章三节他说，你岂不知你受洗呢？就是受洗归入他的死，意思说当你信耶稣的时候呢，神把你跟他一起定当这是死的。
Verse 3 says, Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? In other words, when we believe in the Lord, God will treat us as if we were dead together with Christ.
你信主那一刹那，主把你当作已经 与耶稣一起死了。
When you believe in the Lord, God has treated you as good as dead together with the Lord.
不但跟他一起死，而且呢跟他一同埋葬。
Not only are we dead together, but we were also buried together.
不但一同埋葬，第六节也说一同钉十字架。
And not only were we buried together, but verse 6 tells us that we were crucified as well.
所以你如果跟他一起死呢，你就有一个新生的样式。
And if you die together with him, then you will have a newness of life.
所以在这里给我们看到，一个人如果死了之后呢，他如果一个人信主的人，他与基督一同死。
So this passage tells us that a person who believes in the Lord has died together with him.
所以他就不可以在罪中继续活下去。
So he cannot continue in sin.
但是保罗还给我们第二个理由。
But Paul gives us the second reason.
第二个理由是什么呢？
What is the second reason?
第二个理由就是说，在第十五节、第十六节，他说，如果你 如果你在恩典之下，是不是我们可以继续犯罪？他说不可以，为什么呢？岂不知道，如果你继续犯罪呢，你顺从谁就是谁的奴仆；如果你是顺从罪呢，你继续犯罪，你就是死。
Are we to sin? Continue in sin? By no means. Verse 16. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death or of obedience which leads to righteousness.
所以这边他的重点是讲什么？如果你看你的生命，如果你是与耶稣基督同死的话，你就应该，你不可以继续犯罪，因为你死了。第二，如果你信了耶稣的话呢，信了主耶稣之后呢，你不可以继续犯罪。如果你继续犯罪，你就等于还没有得救，你还是死。
And if you are a believer, then you will have died together with Christ. If you continue to sin, that means that you are still dead.
所以如果你与耶稣基督同死的话呢，你就不可以犯罪。
So if you have died together with Jesus, you cannot continue in sin.
第二个原因，你不可以犯罪是，如果你继续犯罪，就证明你还在侍奉你旧的主人，你不是在侍奉你的新的主人。
And if you continue in sin, it shows that you are still serving your old master and not serving a new master.
所以在这里，他给我们看到有两种主人。
So we can see that there are two chiefs here.
有两个主人，一个呢是什么呢？是罪的做主人，一个是神做主人。
And one of the chief is sin, the other chief is God.
你在这段圣经里面可不可以找到多少种这个主人？
And in this passage, how many chiefs can you find?
其实你会找到这里，他讲你看到谁是奴仆？他说，除非你是罪的奴仆，还是你义的奴仆。
You are either a slave of sin or slave of righteousness.
所以第十六节他说，你如果顺从谁就是谁的奴仆，你做罪的奴仆以至于死，或者顺命的奴仆就以致成义。
Verse 16 tells us you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death.Or of obedience which leads to righteousness.
所以十七节说你是罪的奴仆，十八节说从前你是罪的奴仆，十八节说你现在是做了义的奴仆。所以这边有两种不同的主人。
And verse 17 says that you were once slaves of sin, and then you have been set free, and then you are slaves of righteousness. In verse 18, look, so there are two different masters.
如果我是你的奴仆，我就听你的话，你就是我的主人，我是你的奴。奴仆跟主人就是一个形容词，一个形容他是主人，所以你是他的奴仆。如果是你他的奴仆，你就是听从他，他听从主人的话。
And there's two roles over here. If I were to obey you, that means you are my master. So if a person obeys sin, that means sin is the master and the person is the slave.
如果你听从罪的奴仆，你是罪的奴仆，你听从罪呢，你就是有不法的这个奴仆。就你看第十九节说，成为不洁不法的做奴仆。
And if you continue in sin, then sin is your master, and you become a slave to impurity and to lawlessness.
但是如果你义是你的奴仆，你是顺服义的话呢，你是做义的奴仆呢，你所行有的行为呢，都是公义的。
But if you obey righteousness and you are a slave to righteousness, then your actions will be righteous.
所以在这里呢，让我先讲一件事情，就是这个奴隶自雇的问题。
And over here, let me first address the concept of slavery.
今天很多人说奴隶制度是错误的。
Today, many people are against the concept of slavery.
原因是有很多我们看到全世界呢，特别是欧洲，特别是美国，是滥用这个奴隶制度。
And especially when we look at Europe and USA, we find that they have abused the concept of slavery.
其实奴隶制度是一种在工业上面的一种关系。
Actually, slavery is a kind of
industrial
relationship.
意思说你现在的制度是说你替我做工，我给你钱，你替我做工，这个是一个。职员跟老板之间的关系。
It's just like the relationship between an employer and an employee, that the employee receives wages and he works for the employer.
这个是现今的一个制度，是以合约来限制。
And this is the kind of system nowadays which is established by a contract.
但是在旧约的时代呢，他们是以奴隶制度来做这个交易。
But in the Old Testament times, it is actually by this concept or this system of slavery.
很多时候呢，我们看到在过去很多主人呢虐待他的奴隶，这个是不合法，而且违反圣经的。
And in the past, we find that there are masters who actually torture their slaves. This is against the law and against the Bible.
但是如果你仔细看圣经的话呢，你会发现利未记特别提到。告诉我们如何对待奴隶。如果他是奴隶的话呢，他过了七年，他不需要让他自由身，他只给你七年。那么他给他食物吃，给他住，给他穿，甚至呢，如果你伤害到他呢，你必须要赔偿。如果你无意严重的话呢，你必须要让他自由。
And the book of Leviticus actually spells out all the regulations of how to handle slaves.And it is actually all the rules there that tells us that a slave can only be a slave for 7 years, and after 7 years, the master is supposed to set him free. So this is actually just a kind of system where the slave will actually receive food and clothing. And there are also regulations on what will happen if the slave has been harmed or wounded, then he's supposed to receive compensation. And if he's seriously wounded, he's supposed to immediately be set free.
而且在旧约的时代呢，一个人如果他没有钱的话，不够钱了的，他可以把自己卖去做奴隶。那么拿到的钱呢，比如说我来到你的面前，我说我要当你做奴隶，我要做六年，你给我多少钱？那个钱我拿给我的家人，我就帮你做工做六年。
And in the Old Testament, if there are people who are poor and do not have any means of survival, they will sell themselves as slaves for 6 years, and they will actually come to the master, offer themselves, get a sum of money, and the sum of money will be given to the family while this person will end up being a slave for the master for the next 6 years.
所以当我们看到这个的时候，我们说，哎呀，奴隶一定是很不好，但是不一定，不是所有的主人都不好。
And when we look at this, and some people say, no, 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 slavery is bad. But actually, not all masters are bad.
因为有时候呢，一些好的主人呢，他这个奴隶时间到了，过了六年之后呢，他说我做满六年，我可以自由。但是有些奴隶说，我不要自由，我要一生来服侍你，做你的奴隶。他就把耳朵穿了，然后就说我一生只服侍你这个人。
And in the Old Testament, there are cases when the slave, after serving the master for 6 years, they do not want freedom when they actually were to receive it, because this is such a good master, so they decide to serve this master for their whole lifetime, and they will pierce their ear as a sign of that.
当然有一些不好的主人。
But of course, there were bad masters.
不好的人对待他的奴隶非常糟糕，而且这个是违反圣经。
And they ill treat their slaves, and this is against the Bible.
所以我们不能够说所有的主人都不好。
So we cannot say that all masters are bad.
就好像今天
，just like today，
我们说新加坡人
，we talk about Singaporeans.
新加坡人也请很多女佣。
And Singaporeans employ domestic helpers.
有没有这个老板虐待他的女佣的？
Are there employers who ill treat their maids?
当然有，而且被告上法庭，有些还要去坐牢。
Of course there are, and they have been taken to court, and some of them are jailed.
但是你有没有好的主人？
But are there good masters?
有，因为你有看过报纸，有些人，他有一个女佣不断的照顾他，当他老他死了之后呢，他把100万这个遗留给他的这个女佣。
And we also read of stories of good masters.Whom actually when they pass away, they actually leave of their fortune or their inheritance for the maid who has taken care of them.
所以不能够因为这样就说新加坡的这个雇主一定是不好或者一定是好，有好的也有不好的。
So we cannot because of different incidents conclude that all masters in Singapore are bad or good because they are good and bad employers.
是不是所有的女佣都不好呢？
And are all domestic helpers bad?
也不是，有些很好的。刚才我们听到他这么好，老板给把他的，甚至把他的财产留给他。
Of course not. As we just said, there are very good domestic helpers such that the employer actually leave their inheritance to the domestic helper.
但是也有不好的女佣，甚至呢毒死自己的这个雇主，甚至他的孩子都被他杀死。
But yet there are also bad helpers who actually would poison their employers and their children.
所以在这边我们看到这段经文里面，他讲到保罗是用这个奴隶来形容。
So this passage Paul uses slaves to describe.
所以我要这么讲说，到底奴隶制度好还是不好？第一，我告诉你，第一点呢，如果虐待奴隶呢，这是不合圣经，而不是违背神的。
So when we talk about the system of slavery, is this good or bad? Firstly, we want to say that if the master ill treats or tortures the slave, that is against the Bible.
但是如果你因为这样就说奴隶制度是完全不好的，这样为什么神要我们做主的奴仆呢？变成我们是神的奴隶？
And if we were to conclude just because of bad masters and say that the concept of slavery is bad, then why does God want us to be his slaves?
其实你如果看我们的圣经，我们的圣经里面有很多仆人这个字。
If you look at the Bible, there's a lot of cases of the use of the word servant.
很多这个有仆人这个字，其实他们的原文圣经是指 doulos, 意思指奴隶的意思。
Actually, the original word that is translated as servant is the Greek word doulos, which actually means slave.
但是经过这一百年来，很多人对这个奴隶，很多人滥用这个奴隶，人家不敢用这个字了，所以把它淡化写成是仆人，其实那个字是奴隶的意思。
But because of people's abuse of slavery in the past 100 years, so many translators, they do not dare to use the word slave, and they use the word servant instead and waters it down.
圣经里面很多经文告诉我们，我们是神的奴隶，我们是神的奴仆。
But the Bible tells us in many, many passages that we are God's slaves or his servants.
因为他用他的宝血把我们买赎回来。
Because he purchased us with his precious blood.
用他的生命来换我们的生命。
He exchanged our lives with his.
所以这个是不同的这个奴隶制度。
And this is a different system of slavery.
让我来讲第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
有些人说我是自由人，我根本没有奴隶。
Some people say, I am free, I'm not a slave.
我根本不是，我没有主人。
I do not have any master.
但是圣经里面这边很清楚告诉我们，你听从谁就是谁的奴隶。
But the Bible tells us over here very clearly, whomever you obey, you are the slave of that.
所以在我们的圣经里面，你看这里16节那里说，你顺从谁就做谁的奴仆。
Verse 16, you are slaves of the one whom you obey.
其实弟兄姐妹，你花多少时间做一些事情呢？你花这么多时间，这么多精神下去呢，你就证明你是那个东西的奴仆。
And if you think about it, if you spend a lot of time in one thing, then you actually become the slave of that thing.
很多时候呢，人他你会发现，他的工作或者是他的事业就是他的主人。
Very often you will find that for some people,their career or their work actually has become their master.
很简单，他如果没有事业，他没有这个职业的时候，他失去工作的时候呢，他觉得很失落。为什么他很失落呢？他银行还有钱，为什么他很失落呢？他完全不知道他的生命，因为呢，他过去不断的在服侍这个主人，这个主人不要他，他不知道他应该他生活失去方向。
And some people lose their direction in life when they lose their job.Even though they might have a lot of money in the bank, why are they still so down and out when they lose the job? That's because they actually have been serving their job as their master without even knowing it.
今天有很多人不如果不是事业的话，有很多人他的主人是什么呢？学校的成绩单。
And other than work, there are many people who serve a different master, and this master is the report card from school.
为了这个成绩单，他们可以牺牲他的家庭，牺牲他的这个丈夫，牺牲他的孩子，这个太太等等，为的就是要拿到最好的成绩。
And for the best results, they will sacrifice their spouses, they will sacrifice their children, they will sacrifice their whole family, so that the results are good.
有些人他的主人是钱财。
Some people's master is money.
有些人的钱财是名誉。
And some people is reputation.
有些人钱财就是成功在生命生活上物质的成功。
And some people's masters are the success in life or material success.
有些人的主人是谁呢？他的生活的主人是谁呢？是他的孩子。
Some people's master in their lives are their children.
他的儿子。
Their son,
或者他的女儿
or their daughter,
他的女儿就是一切
and the daughter is everything.
如果他的儿子或者他的女儿是一切的话呢，那个就是他的主人了。
And if this person places all the hopes in this one child, then the child has become the master.
所以你会发现有些人呢，不是孩子，有些人他的一切，他的这个主人是谁呢？他的父母亲。
And some people, their master are their parents.
有些人他的主人是谁？他的男朋友，他的女朋友。
Or it could even be the boyfriend or the girlfriend who's the master.
或者是丈夫，或者是妻子。
Or the husband or the wife.
但是弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you one thing.
如果你的心被一样东西控制，那个东西就是你的偶像，那个东西就是你的主人。
If your heart is being controlled by one thing, then this one thing is your idol and is your master.
这个雅各书里面提到一件事情。
The book of James tells us one thing.
雅各书里面提到一关试探的教导。
And it is about temptation.
雅各书一章十三节说，人被试探，不可说我被神试探，我因为神不被恶试探，也不试探人。
James 1:13, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one.
但是个人被试探的时候呢，是什么呢？被自己的私欲，你看到吗？
But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire.
所以当一个人受试探的时候，他说，很多人说是魔鬼试探我，是的，魔鬼试探你，但是真正使你犯罪的是你自己。
Some people say that it's the devil who is tempting me. Yes, indeed, the devil is the tempter, but actually the one who leads yourself to sin is you.
不是神，不是魔鬼，其实真正受试探的原因是你自己里面的私欲。
So it is neither God nor the devil. The reason why you are truly tempted is because of your own desire.
所以这边讲到私欲，传统圣经已经把它当作是负面的。这个字呢，其实是里面的渴慕、渴望。
Actually, a desire just means a longing.
这个字呢，其实是可以用在正面，也可以用在反面。
It can be used positively or negatively.
Epidemia 意思是说它的里面有一个强烈的渴慕、渴望。管理控制到他什么都不要，只要那个东西。
It's actually to show that there is a strong longing or desire, and he doesn't want anything else but this one thing.
为了成绩，我什么不择手段，我都要拿到好成绩。
And because I want to get good results, I will do whatever it takes.
为了成功，我要不择手段得到成功。
And if I want success, I will go through any means to get achieved.
如果我要拿一份工作呢，我要用尽一切的手段去得到那份工作。
And if I want that job, I will do whatever it takes.
不管它是什么，它是内心里面很强烈的愿望，那个就是你的主人。
So whatever that is, but as long as there is this strong longing in the heart, that is your master.
因为你要那个东西多过神。
Because you want that thing more than God.
你要那个东西，你不理会神的教导，你不会理会神的旨意。
And because of that thing, you ignore God's teaching and God's will.
所以人犯罪呢，其实最大、最重要、最根源的问题，就是你的心跟魔鬼没有关系。
And the reason why man commits sin is really because of the desire in the heart. It has nothing to do with the devil.
是的，魔鬼引诱你。
Yes, the devil tempts you.
但是真正使你犯罪的，魔鬼不能逼你犯罪，只有你自己能够犯罪。真正的犯罪呢，是你自己，因为那要那个东西太过强烈了，你不择手段，不管旁边的人，不照顾旁边的人，为了达到目的，那个就是你的神，那个就是你的偶像，那个就是你的主人。
The devil tempts you, but the devil cannot force you to sin. But when you are so attracted to this thing that you're so longing for it that you go through all means and necessary ways to get that thing, then you have caused yourself to sin and that thing has become your master.
主耶稣说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
The Lord Jesus said no one can serve two masters.
不是恶这个就是爱那个。
For either he will hate the one and love the other.
不是忠这个就是轻那个。
Or he will be devoted to one and despise the other.
人不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve God and money.
是的，这边讲到神或者马门。
Yes, this is talking about God versus money.
啊，但是不只是 Mammon， 他你可以用啊，我的儿子、我的父亲、我的母亲、我的女朋友、我的财产、我的这个车子、我的物质，什么都可以加放在那里。
It is not just money, actually. By implication, you can replace the word money with anything, with your child, with your father or your mother, or with your boyfriend or girlfriend, or with your husband or wife, or your possessions, or your car, or anything.
我们都是我们心中渴慕的奴隶。
And this, we are actually slaves of our heart's desire.
不管你是谁，你心里面有一个渴慕。
Whoever you are, you have a desire in your heart.
有些人渴慕我要女朋友。
Some people desire to have a girlfriend.
有些人渴慕我要男朋友。
Some people desire to have a boyfriend.
有些人渴慕我要拿这个文凭。
And some people desire to achieve this certificate.
有些人我有渴慕我一定要赚多少钱。
Some people have this desire to earn this amount of money.
不管它是什么，如果你爱那个东西多过神，那个就是你的主人。
Whatever it is, as long as you love that more than God, that thing has become your master.
因为主耶稣说，神要求是什么？你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Because the Lord Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind."
神的意思说，他创造你，他给你一切的好处，他要你爱他，超越一切。所以他说，如果你爱这个你的儿子、你的父亲、你的孩子、你的丈夫、妻子多过我的，不配做我的门徒。
And God created you, He gave you everything, including your breath, so He is supposed to be your Lord. But if you love anything else, be it your spouse or your child or your possessions more than God, then you are not worthy to be His follower.
是的，如果我可以爱神，同时可以爱自己的太太，可以爱自己的孩子，但是呢，我要知道太太、孩子、丈夫。你的生活都是神所赐，是神才是你最大的这个中心，其他都是神所赐给你的福气。
Yes, when we love God, we should also be loving our children, our spouses at the same time. But you must remember that God is the one who gave you all these privileges and all these gifts. Your spouse, your children, they are all given by God, so you cannot love them more than God.
其实你的生命也是神所赐的。
Actually, your life too is given by God.
有一天神会要回去。
One day, God will take it back.
我们仔细想想看，我们的一切都是属于神的。
If you think about this carefully, everything that we own belongs to God.
神给你孩子，有一天他把孩子带走。
God gives you children, but He might take them away one day.
神给你丈夫、妻子，有一天他把你的丈夫的妻子带走。
God gives you a husband or a wife, but one day God might take them away.
神给你孩子，有一天他会带走；神给你工作，有一天他会带走；神给你所有东西，他都是他的，有一天他有主权。
And God gave you children, God gave you work, God gave you a career, and He has the right to give you, He has the right to take away. God is sovereign.
所以你会注意到我们每一个人呢，心目中有一个渴慕。
So we want to take note that every one of us have a desire in our hearts.
神把这个盼望在我们里面，我们里面最大的盼望应该是神，而不是世界上所有的东西。
But the hope that we ought to have in our hearts ought to be God and not anything else in this world.
所以我们不能够侍奉两个主。
So we cannot serve two masters.
我们最终呢，我们要知道，世界上所有的人不是侍奉神，就是侍奉另外一样东西，不管它是什么。
So we need to take note that everyone in this world is either serving God or serving another master, whatever that master is.
所以十六节告诉我们，你顺服谁，就是谁的奴仆。
Therefore, verse 16 tells us you are slaves of the one whom you obey.
所以这边告诉我们有两个主人。
So there are two chiefs here.
你是谁的奴隶？
Whose slave are you?
你是那个人的奴隶，那个就是你的主人。
And you are the slave of your master, whatever your master is.
你看到或做罪的奴隶，做奴仆以至于死，或者做顺命的奴仆以至于成义。
Either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness.
所以你会看到这里有一个，不但是有两个主人，这里也给我们看到两种生活。
Not only do we see two chiefs here, we also see two characteristics.
啊，这种生活的特征是完全不一样的。
And these two characteristics in life are totally different.
所以在这里给我们看到，保罗在形容他在说，岂不知你们是谁？
And Paul says, "Do you not know who's the you?"
这里讲到你们应该是指罗马教会的信徒。
And the you here is referring to the Christians in the Church of Rome.
所以在这里呢，告诉我们，他说，岂不知你顺服谁就是谁的奴隶。
And he says here, "You are slaves of the one whom you obey."
但是十六节说，岂不知你们将岂不知你们献上自己做奴隶，顺从谁就是谁的奴隶，或做罪的奴隶以至于死，或做顺命的奴隶以至于称义。
Verse 16, "Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death, or of obedience which leads to righteousness?"
但是你看十七节，感谢神。
But look at verse 17, "Thanks be to God."
因为你们从前
That you who were once
你看到吗？这个是过去式的。
This is past tense.
你们从前是罪的奴仆，以前你侍奉罪。
You were once slaves of sin and you served sin.
但是现今
But now
现今呢，你现在已经不是他们的奴仆了。你看到这里吗？他说感谢神，因为你们从前虽然是罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你的道理的模范。
But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed.
不但是你顺服了这个所传给你的道理呢，而且呢，你什么 have become slave， 你已经成为了顺命的奴仆。
And not only have you become obedient, but you have become slaves of righteousness.
你看到改变吗？
Look at the change.
以前你是这样，现在你不是这样。
In the past, you were once like this, but no longer.
如果你是基督徒，然后你没有看到这个改变呢，你可能不是真正的基督徒，因为你没有真正的悔改，你没有真正的改变。
If you claim to be a Christian, but you do not see such a change, then you might not be a real Christian and you might not have truly repented.
而且这边讲到两个东西。
And there are two things here.
这边他讲到，你看到这边他讲说，以前呢，你献给这个罪。
You once presented yourselves to sin.
这个是过去的事情，已经没有发生的，是过去。但是现在呢，你必须要什么，将你的生命献给义，做义的奴仆。
And this is in the past. It's no longer happening. Now you are supposed to present yourselves to righteousness as slaves of righteousness.
过去呢，献给是过去式的，现在的献给呢是一个命令，所以你现在呢必须将自己献给义，献给神做义的工具。
And in the past, this is past tense. You once presented your members as slaves to impurity. This is already past. It's no longer happening. Now you are supposed to present your members as slaves to righteousness.
所以你会发现到现在呢，我们不要再犯罪。
So now you should stop sinning.
啊，如果作为一个基督徒继续还在犯罪呢，他不是真基督徒。
If you are a Christian who continues in sin, then you might not be a real Christian.
这样什么叫做犯罪？
What does it mean to sin?
什么叫做罪的奴仆？
What does it mean?
我怎么知道什么叫做罪，什么叫做成圣？
How do I know what is sin and what is sanctification?
记得主耶稣讲，曾经为门徒们祷告说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Remember Jesus prayed for the disciples, sanctify them in your truth, your word is truth.
就好像我们今天的经文一模一样，他说你们从前怎么样将肢体献给不义、不戒、不法做奴仆以至于死，现今呢要照样将义献给义作为奴仆以至于成圣。
It is the same as what we are reading today in the passage, just as you once presented yourselves, your members as slaves to impurity, and to lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification.
所以这样怎么知道我可以成圣呢？
How do we know we can be sanctified?
你看第十七节，
Look at verse 17.
他说以前你们虽然是做罪的奴仆，现今呢却顺服了什么？所传给你们道理的模范。
You who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
意思说以前我要犯罪我就犯罪，我想做什么我就做什么，但是今天呢，我们却要顺服神，因为他从心里顺服了所传给你们的道理的模范。
In other words, in the past, I just sin as and when I like it. But now it's no longer the same. Now we have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching.
所以我怎么知道我不会犯罪呢？我读主的话。
So how do I stop myself from sinning? I ought to read God's word.
知道主的旨意。
Know His will.
知道主的意思，主的律法。
And know His law.
知道主的心意。
And know His desire.
我们照他主的话去做。
And then we obey.
我们就能够成圣。
Then we can be sanctified.
所以刚才提到主耶稣的祷告，求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道、你的圣经、你的话语就是这个真理。
And we mentioned the Lord's prayer to sanctify them in the truth. And your word, God's word, is the truth.
特别这里讲到道理的模范是什么意思？
And it says here the standard of teaching, what does that mean?
这个 standard 有时候翻译成 form， 意思说它有一个模型。这个模型是哪？以前呢，要这个把金属呢，倒进去里面，成为一个模式，这样它冷却之后呢，它就出现那个模式。
And it is also translated the form of teaching. This is actually referring to a mold which people use in the past, and they pour molten metal into this mold, and after the molten metal has cooled, it will take the form of the mold.
所以当我们越读主的话，我们越读主的话，我们就被主的话语来造就，就磨磨磨成一个像主的样式。
So the more we read God's word and obey His word, the more we are molded by His word to become more Christ-like.
所以当我们顺服神的话语之后呢，我们就成为一个成圣的人。
And when we obey God's word, we become sanctified believers.
当我们成圣呢，就是越来越像主耶稣。
And when we are sanctified, we become more and more like Christ.
所以当我们这里看到呢，我们越要怎么样成圣呢？怎么样使到我们成为义的器皿呢？ 就是第信主第二呢，读主的话，然后按照主的话去行，就越来越像主耶稣。
So how do we live a sanctified life? It says here that we are to present our members as slaves to righteousness, and we need to read the word of God more and more and obey more and more. And the more we do that, the more Christ-like we become.
回去看十九节。
We return to verse 19.
他说：“现在因为你的肉体软弱，照人的常话对你们说，所以你们好像听不懂。让我怎么样告诉你怎么样做。”
I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. So if you do not understand, let me tell you what to do.
以前你怎么样犯罪？
In the past, how you sin?
你怎么样听罪的话？
How you obey?
怎么样听你身体那种私欲？
How you obey the desires in your life, in your body?
你想做什么你就做什么。
You did whatever you desired.
现在呢，不要，你照样，但是你这样的顺服耶稣基督，这样顺服神的话语。
Don't do that now. Now you have to obey God and His word just like how you obeyed sin in the past.
所以他用 present and presented.
So he uses the word present versus presented.
意思说献给照样献，我以前怎么样犯罪，现在呢，我照样行义。
And how you used to present your members? In the past, now you present yourselves to righteousness.
所以我们必须要继续的这样去做。
And we need to continue in this way.
以前呢，我们做是什么呢？我们越做的时候呢，我们越软弱，越常常犯罪。但是现在呢，我们越要攻克己身，叫身服我。
And in the past, we presented our members to sin. But now we need to discipline our bodies and buffet our bodies and control it.
让我现在讲一个比较宏观的这个看法。
And let me give you a broader perspective.
第六章保罗说，基督徒不可以再犯罪了。
In chapter 6, Paul says Christians can no longer sin.
第一到第十节，第一到第十三节提到说，你们已经死了。这个是，而且你会注意到他的语法是被动的，你已经。 当你信主的时候，主把你钉在十字架，把你当作是死的，已经埋葬了，你完全是被动的。这个跟你只要你信就好，这些东西都为你做了。
Verse 1-13 is all written in a passive form. In other words, you were dead and you were buried and you were crucified. All these things have been done for you by God.
只要你相信耶稣，这一切神已经替你做了，全部动，你是被动的。
As long as you believe in Jesus, then God has done all these things for you. You are passive.
这样是不是我们永远被动呢？
So does that mean that we remain passive forever?
所以你记得吗？这个 let go and let God 这个想法，这种神秘主义的想法告诉我们说啊，什么都不做，就是让那边神会替你做一切。是的，神替我们做一切，但是这边还有一个命令是直接要我们去做的，就是 present， 意思说我们现在我必须要将自己的身体献出去，做一天应该主要我们做的事情。
And the teaching of mysticism is that you let go and you let God and you do not need to do anything, just let God do the work. But that is not true, because there is a passive portion, there is also an active portion where we are now supposed to present ourselves to do something.
所以这里他说你要做义的器皿，你要正面去做义的工作。
You must now present your members as slaves to righteousness.
你回去看我们上一个礼拜所讲的经文里面，你看十三节。
If you go back to last week's passage in verse 13,
或许我们看十二节吧。他说，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从死者的身上的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给不义的器具，倒要像死里复活的人，将自己献给神。并将肢体做义的器具，你看到吗？如果你这样刻意的去做呢，罪就不能做你的主。
And verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments of our unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. And if you keep presenting yourself to God,to do righteous deeds, then sin will not have dominion over you.
什么意思呢？所以我们这里讲的是，我们必须要去打这场仗。
And we said that we are actually fighting a war.
所以我们必须要攻克己身，叫身服。
And therefore, we need to discipline my body and keep it under control.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们每天都要打仗。
So brothers and sisters, we fight a battle every day.
我们每天都要跟罪征战。
Every day we fight with sin.
你的身体会告诉你去犯罪。
Your body will tell you the sin.
但是你必须告诉你自己不可以犯罪。
But you must tell yourself no.
所以这场征战呢，应该是很实在。如果你没有这场征战呢，你就不是真正的基督徒。
So this struggle ought to be a reality every day. If you do not have such a struggle, you might not be a Christian.
我们不但有这场征战，而且保罗说我们要刻意去攻克己身，要叫身服我。
And not only do we have such a struggle, but Paul says, I discipline my body and keep it under control.
意思说他必须要胜过。
In other words, he needs to overcome.
所以基督徒呢，我们一直要跟罪打仗。我们知道很自然的，你以为说我不会受罪的引诱，这个是错误。如果你没有受罪的引诱，你就真的是死了。如果你是还活生生的话，你就是一个必须胜过罪的人。
So there is a struggle over here, and it is a daily struggle, that's a reality. And if you were to say, I am not tempted at all, that means that you might actually be dead, and that's why you are not tempted. If you are alive, and if you are a living person, you will be tempted by sin, but you must overcome.
我讲死的话就是你就是躺在那边不能动了，你真的已经死了，你的肉身已经死了。
And what I mean by dead is physically dead. There's no life in your body.
你还在这个世上的时间呢，你必须与罪征战，而且呢，你必须要设法的胜过它。
But if you are remaining in this world while you are still alive, you must struggle with sin and you must overcome sin.
所以主啊，这个约翰一书也是这么说，一章六节说，我们若是说与神相交，却在黑暗里行，就是说谎的，不行真理。
First John 1:6 tells us, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
所以这段圣经给我们看到有两个主人。
So this passage shows us there are two chiefs.
我们有两种生活。
There are two characteristics.
最后呢，有两种结局。
And finally, there are two consequences.
很简单的，你看一看我们的经文。
And look at our passage again.
你看第二十一节，他说你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？这些事呢的结局是什么？是死。而且但是呢，现今你们既从罪里面得了释放，做了神的奴仆。就有成圣的果子，所结的结局是什么？就是永生。
Verse 21, but what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以在这边讲有两种结局。
So there are two endings.
一个是永死。
One is eternal death.
一个是永生。
One is eternal life.
你知道你的生命朝哪一个方向去吗？
Do you know which direction is your life headed?
我看你的生命，你自己检查自己的生命的时候，你就知道，如果你继续在征战，要胜过你这个身体，你就已经是朝永生去了。
I look at your life, or you look at your own lives. If you are constantly struggling and you are keeping your body under control, then you are headed towards eternal life.
是的，有时候软弱跌倒。
Yes, sometimes we are weak and we fall.
有时候我们很不完全。
And we are not perfect.
所以我们要重新祷告，求主赐我们能力，我们继续打这场仗下去。
But we need to get up and pray and ask God to give us strength to continue this war.
这个方向是什么呢？这个方向就是永生。
And this direction is towards eternal life.
但是如果你的生命是充满了许多的罪恶，
But if your life is full of sin,
你的生命里面充满了一些你自己犯的罪，你自己也知道罪，而且你不要悔改，你继续的做这些事情下去呢，你自己知道，圣经已经告诉你，这个的结局是永死。
And if you continue in sin and you do not want to repent and you want to commit the sin, then the Bible tells you that this is the direction towards eternal death.
所以圣经里面一开始的话，六章第十五节的这边就讲到说，我们基督徒可以继续犯罪吗？
So this passage begins with verse 15. What then are we to sin?
他说不可以，岂不知道你将自己献给罪就继续犯罪的结果是什么？就是死。如果你献给义呢，你的结局呢就是永生。
By no means do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death, or of obedience which leads to righteousness, which refers to eternal life.
所以在这边，保罗在从希腊文里面讲，他是在讲一件事情：你是在恩典底下。
And in Greek, actually, Paul is saying one thing. You're under grace.
恩典是 charis.
The word grace in Greek is charis.
但是神给你赐的这个恩典，这个礼物是 charisma. 意思说，如果你有恩典，你就有这个恩典的礼物，就是永生。
And the free gift. The word gift in Greek is charisma. If you are under grace, if you are under charis, then you will receive the gift, the charisma, which is eternal life.
所以很简单，你有恩典就有永生，有 charis 就有 charisma， 所以这个很自然的。
And it's very natural that if you have grace, then you have eternal life. If you have charis, you have the charisma.
所以我们必须要检查自己。
So we need to examine ourselves.
你的方向，你的生命的方向到底是朝着永死还是朝着永生？
Is the direction of your life towards eternal death or eternal life?
那你要检查自己。
And you need to examine yourself.
是不是你继续在最终呢？
Are you continuing in sin?
所以这里呢，我们要预备我们今天的这个圣餐呢，主的圣餐呢，我们用这一段圣经来审查自己。
And as we prepare ourselves to partake of the Lord's Supper today, let us use this passage to examine ourselves.
我们是不是在最终？
Are we in sin?
我们要是不是应该悔改？
Do we need to repent?
让我们打开以弗所书第四章来看一看。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第二十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 25.
他说，因为你已经得救了，已经学了基督的样式呢，所以第二十五节，所以呢，你要弃绝谎言。
And verse 25, Ephesians 4, therefore, having put away falsehood.
所以你看到这里，他说不要虚假，你要弃绝谎言。四章二十五节。
Ephesians 4:25, we are to put away falsehood.
而且个人跟邻舍说实话。
Let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor.
啊，所以讲实话跟 falsehood 就是讲谎言的嘛。然后呢，我们应该彼此为肢体，就是我们应该彼此相爱。
And to speak the truth, put away falsehood means not to lie, and that's because we are members of one another, means we ought to love one another.
二十六节，生气不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Verse 26, be angry and do not sin, do not let the sun go down on your anger.
所以你要马上解决你的问题。
So you need to settle all the problems.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Give no opportunity to the devil.
你看第二十八节，从前偷窃的不要再偷。
Look at verse 28, let the thief no longer steal.
总要劳力亲手做工。
But rather let him labor.
你看二十九节，污秽的言语一句都不可出口。
Verse 29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不可以讲肮脏污秽的话。
So brothers and sisters, we should not be speaking filthy words.
不但是这样呢，我们要讲谁是造就别人的好话。
But only such as is good for building up.
使听见的人得益处。
That it may give grace to those who hear.
我不要叫我们不要叫神的圣灵担忧，因为我们是原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
所以我们刚才有提到说，我们的身体继续犯罪是什么呢？就是说，因为我们的身体还没有得赎，我们跟大家一起看过很多次了，罗马书第八章。所以我们必须要管理这个身体，不要等到我们身体得赎，就是主再来的日子。
And we sin because our bodies is sinful and is not redeemed yet. We have seen that from Romans chapter 8. But we are to now keep our bodies under control as we await for the day of redemption.
不但是外表，不但是口，不但是行为。
And not just externally, not just our external acts and our speech.
一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、两难、毁谤和一切的恶毒都要你们中间除掉。
But all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice.
我们做基督徒心里不要苦毒，不要恼恨，不要愤怒，不要嚷闹，不要毁谤，不要恶毒。
And as Christians, we shouldn't have any bitterness or wrath or anger or clamor and slander and malice in our hearts.
我们不知道，只有你跟神知道。
We do not know. There is only between you and God.
而且呢，要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，在正如基督在耶稣神在基督耶稣里面饶恕我们一样。
And we are to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
让我们用这段圣经在神面前反省。
Let's use this passage to examine ourselves before God.
让我们预备我们来领受主的圣餐。
And prepare ourselves to partake of the Lord's Supper.
我们请志平做一个结束的祷告，然后我们就预备我们的心来领受圣餐。
And let us close in prayer as we prepare our hearts to partake of the Lord's Supper. Father, we thank you for your word, and we ask, O Lord, that you will help us to be sober-minded as we examine ourselves, so that we might know whether we are obeying sin or obeying righteousness. Help us, Lord, that we will be clear if we are slaves of sin or slaves of God, and if we have been slaves of sin, help us to repent and put away all these things and turn to God and become slaves of God, slaves of righteousness. And even as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we thank you, Lord, that you are the one who sent your Son to die for us on the cross, and he was dead, he was buried, and he rose again. And help us, Lord, that we who truly believe in Jesus might live righteous life, be slaves of righteousness, so that we too might receive this free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In his name, Amen.
Amen. 让我们来唱这个我们的圣诗140首奇异恩典赞美诗奇异恩典。
Let us sing hymn 140, Amazing Grace from Hymns of Praise.
让我们唱的时候，让我们检查查验自己，在神面前来祷告。
And as we sing this hymn,Let us examine ourselves before God.
让我们来唱140首奇异恩典。一起来。
奇异恩典，何等甘甜。
再一次思想主你的恩典，再一次想到主在被卖的那一夜拿起杯拿起饼来叫我们吃叫我们喝，原因是来代表我们的信靠主，接受主的救恩，然后接受主的赦免，使到我们能够再一次来到你的面前。我们求主你来帮助我们纪念我们的主耶稣为我们所做的这一切。Father, as we come before you, we thank you for your Son's salvation on the cross. We thank you, our Lord Jesus Christ, who sacrificed for our sins. Father, as we come, we pray that you will forgive us all our sins. Let us examine ourselves. Let us make resolution again to live for our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that we can live for Him. And pray that we examine and cleanse us from all our iniquity and our sins. Let us again come with gratitude to praise Him and to live for Him. In Christ's name, Amen.